Let's reconsider and delve a bit deeper into what's implied when Popper reminds us that, quote, an individualist can at the same time be an altruist. He can be ready to make sacrifices in order to help other individuals, unquote, and then adds, Plato's identification of individualism with egoism furnishes him with a powerful weapon for his defense of collectivism, as well as for his attack upon individualism. In defending collectivism, he can appeal to our humanitarian feeling of unselfishness. In his attack, he can brand all individualists as selfish, as incapable of devotion to anything but themselves. This attack, although aimed by Plato against individualism in our sense, i.e., against the rights of human individuals, reaches, of course, only a very different target, egoism. But this difference is constantly ignored by Plato and by most Platonists. Plato's identification of individualism with egoism had the effect of a successful piece of anti-humanitarian propaganda that has confused speculation on ethical matters down to our own time, unquote. And then later he says, quote, so far we have seen that humanitarian ethics demands an equalitarian and individualistic interpretation of justice, but we've not yet outlined the humanitarian view of the state as such. And he poses this, unquote, and he poses this in contrast to Plato's totalitarian theory of the state. And this is what we need to talk about and get clear on, is there such a thing as a state that is humanitarian? But this is where Popper gets it from. He calls this the protectionist view of the state. Quote, the protectionist theory of the state was first proffered by the sophist Lycophron, a pupil of Gorgias. It has already been mentioned that he was, like Alcidamas, also a pupil of Gorgias, one of the first to attack the theory of natural privilege. The fundamental idea of protectionism is protect the weak from being bullied by the strong. This demand has been raised not only by the weak, but often by the strong also. It is, to say the least of it, misleading to suggest, as Plato did, that it is a selfish or an immoral demand. Unquote. Now, this is a view many today still adhere to, this notion of the state needing to protect the weak from the strong. And therefore, Popper imagined the future will change as institutions do, presumably become more humanitarian in their operation. But what Popper fails to address is where his own reasoning takes him, which is that the state itself, in and of itself, is totalitarian.